Thank you for calling Picture Marketing. This is Joe.
Ron, please.
One moment.
Thank you. Underwriter.
Picture Marketing, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron. This is Ruben, the underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben.
Good. I've got some numbers for you. Do you have a pen handy?
Sure. Can you
go ahead?
Can you hang on 1 second?
Sure. Absolutely.
Hang on 1 second. I'll be right back to you. Okay, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, okay. Rob Schock's going to join us in a minute. He's on another call right now, but he'll just pop on in a few minutes. He's a CFO. But you can go ahead and get started.
Okay, so I just want to kind of make sure and replay these numbers to make sure. Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, the line popped out and out. Just wanted to replay the numbers, make sure what I have is accurate. You've got about an 80%, 60 to 80% return on investment in a very short time frame. This capital will be used just for other jobs to get that return on investment. It's just you want to make sure you have the cash resort before taking those jobs on so you're not kind of strapped. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on 1 sec. This might be – is that Rob? Hang on. I'll pop Rob on with us. Hang on.
Here I am.
Okay, so Rob, you're on with Ruben. Ruben's from Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, I'm in underwriting. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good. So I just wanted to recap the numbers. There's about a 60 to 80% return on investment right now. The company is looking for cash, so there's a reason for the funding. The return on investment is pretty quick, but you're looking for a sizable amount of capital without, you know, putting up, say, like real estate to get a loan. So I've got an approval for you here. Let me just walk you through the numbers and then we can take it from there. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
The terms work. You can sign loan documents today with your sales rep. Obviously I don't handle documents and you can get funded by as early as Monday, maybe today, but probably Monday or Tuesday is more realistic.
Okay.
So the max loan amount here, the first time out would be $142,857.
How'd you ever get to that number?
It's based on cash flow.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay.
You can do, our loans all come with what's called a renewal option. It's your option, but not your obligation. So once you're about halfway into the loan, you can apply for more funding. Can't promise you that you'll get approved, but typically, if you have a good relationship with us and good payment history, you'll get approved for more funding. If you have a bad relationship, you're not paying in collections, you usually won't get more funding.
Okay.
We're doing this approval as a one-off in a very custom program. On most business loans, we require at a minimum 51% of ownership. In this case, we're just doing it with one signer. The loan goes under the business credit. It doesn't go on the personal credit report unless, of course, there's a default. The way this loan will be paid back is what's called a micropayment. Since this loan is primarily based on cash flow, instead of you paying the bill at the beginning of the month, it will come out based on your cash flow, which means 22 days a month, no weekends, no holidays, so Monday through Friday, you'll have a small daily payment come out. The maximum term here is a 14-month term. If you stretch the term out to the maximum term, that micropayment would be $681 a day, $681.82. So that means over the 14-month period, if you max out the approval, and this is a loan, not a line of credit, so maxing it out is not a bad thing to do. The payback on that would be over 14 months.
What What are the total fees when you're done?
209. Pay you back. 209,999. So we'll just call it 210. And there is a one-time origination fee of 2% that's taken out of the loan amount. So you don't write a check. There's a 2% loan fee that's taken out. So the total payback, if you took the whole approval over the maximum amount of time, would be borrowing $142,857, paying back $210.
$142,000, and the proceeds are 98% of $142,857.
Yeah, so the amount, I can give you that exact number. So the amount that would be put into your account would be $139,999.86. There might be an inspection or authorization fee. I'm not sure if a site inspection is required on your file. I don't know that answer.
139, I'm sorry. Say it again. 139 what?
We'll round it up. It's 139,999.86, so we're going to call it 140 even. There might be an inspection or authorization fee on your file. I'm not sure on that if they have to do a site inspection. That's not on my side. I'm just here to underwrite and cash flow the loan.
Okay, so we're going to get 140.
Pretty much, correct.
And we're going to get 140, and we're going to pay you 210.
If you're taken to term. Correct.
So
over 14 months.
That's a 50% of the principal amount.
It's a 1.47 over 14 months.
Well, I get 150 if I take 1.5 if I take.
Oh, if you want to add in the fee, yeah, it's about 49.5% over 15 months, over 14 months, correct.
14 months, 50% of the, so you're earning 50% over a 14-month period.
I'm not earning. That's the payback on the loan if taken to term. Obviously, if you do a shorter term, the payback is less.
How does your prepayment work? So you're doing a level payment, which means that any what's your prepayment look like?
Okay. So there's a few ways to slice it, and I want to kind of get your feedback. Many customers tell us that they want to pay these loans off early, and the harsh reality is they don't. However, for a customer who's interested in paying off early, we don't want to give them a 14-month term. We'd rather give something that works for them. So if you're interested in a much shorter term, we can do that for you, 12, 10, 11 months, and you'll pay back less. You probably won't get as much money because it's based on cash flow, but that's something we can explore. There is also a discount if you pay off early. So as part of your contract, there's a 6% discount if paid off early.
Okay.
It's not a penalty, it's a discount.
Okay.
Would you want me to give you some numbers on shorter terms, though?
No, I'm just interested. I don't need them. Do you, Ron?
No, I do not.
No, I'm good. I understand. Okay, so it's 50% over, you're going to get 50% on our money at 14. Your money over 14 months.
That is the payback over 14 months, correct.
I understand. Okay. And one signer, Ron gets to sign the whole thing.
Yeah, we're making an exception. I understand that.
We get a 6%. If we want to prepay, we can take we get a 6% discount.
I'm sorry?
On the amount. If we want to prepay, we can prepay at any time and get a 6% discount over the remaining balance.
Correct.
Okay.
So let's just say, it will be in your contract in black and white. Let's say if you're, and that's of course assuming you're in good standing, you're not defaulting, you're agreeing to the terms and conditions, but let's say you owe, the remaining balance is $50,000. So you want to stroke a check for that, what is your discount? It'd be 6% on that $50,000, so it'd be a $3,000 discount, as long as it comes from your business bank account. The one we underwrote.
Okay. And the payments are 5 days a week. It's daily, 5 days a week. So you have an average of 21 days a month.
22.
Is that it? 22. Okay. So do you ever take Saturdays or Sundays?
No.
It doesn't make any difference. 22 days.
No weekends, no bank holidays.
Okay, great. Okay. I think I understand, and I'll be happy to chat with you, Ron, later.
All right. Thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome. Feel free to call me or your sales rep. Let me just walk you through funding. I'm sure you guys will have some questions coming back to us, but let me walk you through funding. You don't have to borrow this full amount, so there's two options you have. The question is, some people like this loan to function like a line of credit, and they want to take X now and some later. So is that something you are interested in, or would you want to take the full amount up front?
Well, I don't fully understand the... If you take some now, are you still obligated to take the full amount, or can you take...
No. So let's say you told us, hey, we want to take 100 now. We want to keep our payments a little lower, but we want the option to borrow more money in the future. So what we can do is with this, you can renew once you're about halfway in. But we can usually give you about a 90-day window to borrow more funds, of course, upon review of the bank statements. And just, you know, your loan's been approved without actually looking at the bank statements. It's just based on your gross annual sales, credit profile, business credit profile, et cetera. So, but to give you an idea, if you want to borrow 100 now, we can keep a 90-day window open for you to borrow that additional 42K on the approval. The way funding works is, if these terms work, your sales rep would send you a contract, you'd sign it as indicated, you'd fax or email it back to us. Your transaction would go in for funding, and barring there being any hiccups, usually the money is wired into your account within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. So is there a further underwriting process other than this call?
No, there's not. So once it goes into final funding review, bank statements are put in. As long as everything matches up to the application, loan funds. Very few hiccups.
Okay. What would constitute a hiccup?
We base our approvals off your application, and so essentially, if as long as your bank statements match up relatively to your cash flow and what's on the application, your gross sales, everything goes smoothly. If your bank statements had, say, $20,000 in revenue, and your bank and your account return tax return reflected $2 million sales, then that'd be a discrepancy. But as long as everything matches up, it's a very smooth funding process. I honestly see on the funding side, maybe 1% of transactions have some type of hiccup because something doesn't match up.
And if you're, well, I'm not clear how you're tracking revenue with bank statements because you have the whole issue of receivables coming in and out.
We look at the tax return, what's on the application, and we just match it up to the revenues. That's all we do.
The tax return or the bank statement?
We look at the tax return to get your gross annual sales. In final funding review, the processor will look at the bank statements. The trending bank statements usually last 3 to 6 months and match that up relative to the revenues. As long as the numbers are similar, they find the transaction. If there's a massive discrepancy, they'll flag the file, and that's about 1% of the time.
Well, even if the discrepancy results from the fact that we are accumulating our receivables, because that could easily happen.
If it happens, which, like I said, is very rare, they'll just ask us for an explanation, and usually it's not a big problem.
Okay.
And then just explain again, Ruben, for the line of credit amount, I mean, could we take as low as, you know, $30,000, say, and then...
You could, but I don't see a real, you know, I think the challenge is you could do whatever you want. Yeah, if you want to take 30, that's fine. My experience is that these loans are usually there for a real need and a real return on investment. I don't know if $30,000 would make a sizable impact on a business of your size.
But as a line of credit, you take the line of credit if we took the 30.
Excuse me.
What's that, Rob?
Nothing. Go ahead.
As a line of credit, if we took the 30 right now.
Yeah, you're allowed to take any amount on the approval. So absolutely, you can take, I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to take anything under $5,000, but if you wanted to just do 30, that's fine.
And what I was going to ask is we took the 30 and then 2 weeks later came back and said, okay, well, that didn't close, and that didn't close, and now we're going to take 50 more. I mean, is it that easy, like a line of credit, or is it?
Yeah, so that additional funding is available, but processing will have to review the bank statements. And if there's any material change in the account, then they can deny additional funding. The reason why we offer that is that's not the industry standard. The industry standard is you have to take the loan amount and cannot borrow more money until your renewal. We actually give customers a lot more flexibility than the standard working capital company.
Okay. All right. Any other questions,
Rob? Okay. Nope.
All right, thanks, Ruben.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Ron, you've got your sales rep's contact if you have any other questions and my contact information, correct?
Gotcha, yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ruben. Bye-bye. You bet.
You're welcome, sir.